There we go.
Well, welcome everybody. Just to give you a little overview of what we're going to do tonight, we're going to worship for a little bit just to get focused. A few more people may trickle in, and then we are just going to give a little brief teaching and a little bit of an overview of what we believe the Lord would like to see come out of this time together. And then we're going to go back into worship and flow in the Spirit, and I'll be giving a little more explanation of that in a bit, but let's stand together. Father, we just thank you that above and beyond everything else, we want to worship you, we want to glorify you, we want to magnify you. Yes. And we thank you that as we do that, you do not stand by idle, but you minister back, you love back, you speak back. We thank you, Father, that even as we read in the scripture, we are not worshiping a dumb idol. That you have a voice and that you speak, and we want to hear that voice tonight, Father, expressed through your body, and we just thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's magnify him.
Thank you.
So come and consume, God, all we are. We give you permission, our hearts are yours. We want you. We want you. So come and consume, God, all we are. We give you permission, our hearts are yours. We want you.
Thank you.
Father, we just thank you for your presence. We thank you for who you are. We thank you for the way in you delight to interact with us as your children. We just commit this evening to you. Lead us, Father. Guide us. Holy Spirit, we invite you
to be here. We invite you to be our teacher, to be our guide, whether we're worshiping, whether we're carrying an instrument, whether we're using our voice, whether we're prophesying, whether we're praying, whatever we're doing, Lord, we ask you to use us as your body, empowered by the Holy Spirit to make a difference in somebody else's life because we can and because we're called to and because we have an authority that no other human beings on earth have, and that is the authority to represent a name that is above every other name and carries tremendous strength in this life and in the life that is to come, on the earth, below the earth, and above the earth. And we just thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, you may be seated in his presence. Just want to read a little bit of scripture and give just an overview of why we're here in this configuration and why we're purposing to release us as the body of Christ to minister one to another. The Apostle Paul writing in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, "Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I do not want you to be ignorant. You know that you were Gentiles carried away to these dumb idols. However, you were led." The word dumb there doesn't mean stupid. It means mute, unable to speak. "Therefore, I make known to you that no one speaking by the Spirit of God calls Jesus accursed, and no one can say that Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. There are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences of ministries, but the same Lord. There are diversities of activities, but it is the same God who works all and in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the benefit of all." The reality is that you carry a spiritual gift, and you carry an ability to allow a God who wants to speak to through you, to minister through you. He needs your hands. He needs your voice. He needs your feet. And we want to provide an atmosphere where we all can grow together in our ability to give Jesus away. The worship team is here tonight with, I was encouraging them earlier when I first got here. They're here tonight. See, this is not a service, it's a classroom. And so the class subject is flowing in the Spirit. So they are flowing in the Spirit right along with us. I suspect some prophetic song may come up. Who knows? New songs may come out. But the reality is that we as the body here tonight are learning how to flow together in the Spirit to see God do all that he wants to do. Can we buy into that? Yes. Because we have something of significance to give to somebody else. You might be here tonight, and you might be the one that's in need of prayer. And here's the thing we need to understand. You don't know yet. We're not sure yet whether we're here as transmitters or receivers or both. But if we can just present ourselves as a holy and living sacrifice before God and allow him to move through us. Now, this is not about performance. We're talking about gifts of the Holy Spirit, capital S. They're his gifts, and he gives as he wills. So you don't have to whip up anything. You don't have to perform here tonight. You can just, everybody take a deep breath. You may or may not minister tonight, but here's the thing. You're available to a Holy Spirit who may well want to minister either through you or to you or both. And that's the uniqueness of what we want to do. Now, I do want you to understand this. If you're wired like every other human being I know, when that opportunity comes up, whether it's to receive or to give, there's an opposition that can rise up. And guess what? It's not necessarily the mean old devil.
That's right.
It's us. In the second chapter of this same letter, the Apostle Paul writes, and he says this, "The natural man is an enemy of the things of the Spirit." And so the thing that we will find is the Lord may give you, and I don't know yet where we're going to go or exactly what we're going to do, but the Lord may give you a prophecy or a word of knowledge for somebody or some situation, and the first thing that will rise up is, oh, wait a minute. And I just want to encourage us as a body to push past that. This is not a service. It's a classroom. You can't do anything wrong.
Yes.
That we as leaders can't help navigate through. Really. I mean, but we do want to take, so we do want to take risks. We're taking a risk doing this, not because, to be honest, not, see, I totally trust the body of Christ to be the body of Christ.
Yep.
Those of you, I know, I'm happy to see that some of you brought young kids with you. We have seen in the past that God loves to move through kids. You know, you've heard the old saying, there is no junior Holy Spirit, and that is true. But there are junior minds, and there are junior hearts, and there are junior spirit or souls. And so we need coaching. If you're here with a youngster, coach them. If the Lord gives you a word of knowledge, bring your youngster up with you to help you pray it however it's released. Here's one thing I'm convinced of. This is the future. The revival that is already here is a revival of the body of Christ ministering with authority and power in the uniqueness of who we are as individuals. We read it. There are diversity of gifts. There's diversity of, you know, there's a broad diversity. You know, if we were to read on, the writer would list nine gifts. And I think we make a mistake of thinking that's all the gifts there are, or nine. That's silly. In fact, toward the end of the chapter, he lists some that he didn't list in the nine. And we cannot dissect the Holy Spirit and put them in compartments and say, well, it's a person. And the church, you and I, are an organism. This isn't an organization, it's an organism. So it's living. That's why we're flowing in the Spirit. It's living and breathing and moving through you and me. So we'll help coach. Dave, you know, we're here to help coach and to encourage and to draw you up, but we're here to stir up the gift that is within you. Because we know it's there, and we know it needs to be released here. And when it can be released here with a confidence, it can be released out there with a confidence. Amen. So we're going to go back into worship. The worship team doesn't know what they're doing. We don't know what we're doing, but the Holy Spirit does. And see, that is the key. We can have a confidence that we're not leaderless. There is the Holy Spirit, who is the representation of God the Father and God the Son on the earth. And he's not in the air somewhere. He's in you and he's in me.
Right.
Yeah. So as you worship, exhale. I mean, yes, let out all your love and adoration for God. But don't forget to inhale and breathe in. What's he saying to you? What's he speaking into you? What's he want to speak through you? Amen?
Yes.
Holy Spirit, we need you. Let's go, team. Take us somewhere by the grace of God. Can stand if you like. There's flags available. I hope we get a little rowdy, but I don't know what's going to happen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
Such a prize for praise as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings. And I see a picture of us, everybody that's here, coming to the front and gathering under the wings of Jesus, under of God. And I think he just wants, I think he wants to just pour out his love on us as a body. As a body. He loves us, and we just to come close and be together and love each other by being close, giving up our space and coming together. So I feel like that's what I was getting. So want to come up under his wings? Huh? Come on. And come on up.
Let's gather at the front. If it's hard for whatever reason for you to stand, you can sit in the front rows. This is the body of Christ, just gathering together.
To people. I know his wings are huge, but the idea is to come together, close, under his wings. You as being our good dad, and we thank you that you just want us close to you, but you also are jealous for us to be close to each other. And by your love, all things are possible. So Father, I ask you now to just release your love to each person here. And I just receive, just open your heart and receive God's love for you. And you may feel it different than someone else, but you're going to get something of God's love right now. Just rest. His presence that's here breaks chains. In His presence, there's healing. Is joy instead of despair. Whatever you need from God, just receive it. Asking God for one of the gifts that you've been wanting. That's good. He says yes.
Move from this place. Is there anyone who's seeing anything? Seeing a picture? Receiving a word of knowledge? Just any impression, whether scripture, picture. God speaks in a multitude of ways, and there's no right way. I feel like there's somebody holding something, and that wall of opposition is rising up. Be free to share.
Under His wings, and we're so sheltered, and then one by one God will send us out, but we can always come back. We can always stand under the shelter of His wings, and even when we're out, we're under that shelter. And so He wants us to feel safe in Him, no matter whether the world outside is safe or not. He is safe.
When we're flowing in the Spirit, we never want to move from a place too fast.
to show me how much he loved me. And just getting in the presence of love and of his love. And something was said, and it brought up to me all the areas that I don't love. And I said, Lord, what about this part? And he blew his love on me, and flowers came out. I was a little girl, and he blew flowers on that part. And I said, but what about this part? And he blew flowers. And then at the end, I was a little girl sitting all flowers. And then I was coming as his bride, and I had a gown of flowers, and it was beautiful. It was all hung behind, and that's how he showed me his love, and that's each of us.
I just sense from the Lord that there's a person here that still struggles with the works of the Holy Spirit, and you just in a dry place and a dry time, and the Lord would just like to touch you. And there's somebody who desires for the gift of healing, and it's kind of like frustrating for you. The Lord would like to touch you.
Is that two separate people? Okay.
Yes.
That's two words of knowledge. Both of them require a bit of vulnerability on your part. One that's kind of in a dry place, it relates to the activity of the Holy Spirit. The other in a place of needing healing. But it's difficult, would that be correct? Difficult to...
Yep.
Let's take the first one first. There's someone here who just feels a bit dry in the spirit. See, in the same way it takes a bit of faith to step out, to give out, it takes a bit of faith to step up to receive too, especially with a word of knowledge that's specific. But I know God will meet that need because of the honesty of the heart. And if there's anyone here who's just healing is a bit of a challenge and a bit of a wrestle, and yet you know you need it. If you could just get in line behind her. Now that's just a word of knowledge. That's just a, you know, God is, knows everything. And he's able to speak to our hearts. We just want to continue to stay in this place of receiving from God and releasing. Is there anyone else? Go ahead.
I have to be obedient.
Yes, please.
I'm one that saw the pictures.
Okay.
I saw Jesus in the heavenlies coming down here when we were praising. And I saw him opening the door and he says, come and be with me. And I saw us carrying the torch. And it's a torch of revival, and it's for the whomsoever's.
Yeah.
We're going to kindle the fire of God's love for other people. We carry the spark, and we're the fire starters for him. And we carry him, and we open the hearts to other people that don't know him. And we take that flame of God's love, and we touch them, and we change forever by the love that we have for Christ that we impart to them. And we have to be obedient to what he tells us to do, no matter what it is or where we are sent. We have to be obedient, because it's with obedience comes the blessings.
Amen.
And we are the fire starters for Christ. We're the hands and the feet and the body of Christ. And if we're not obedient to what he asks us to do, he doesn't have anybody here on earth to do the things that he wants us to do. He wants us to be so filled with love that we go out and touch everybody around us. We touch the atmosphere that we're in, and we change it by the love that we have. And we can't do it unless we're healthy and whole. That's what God wants to do tonight. He wants to touch our hearts. He wants to heal us all the past, that we won't bring it forth to go into the future, because we're the future of Christ. We're the body of Christ. We're the unity of, in the body of Christ. If we don't have unity in one another, we don't have a body. We have broken pieces scattered all over the ground. And it is when we're healed and brought together, working as one body.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter what we're doing, if we're honoring and serving God, we are the body of Christ. And we are the ones that go out and so ever, the ones that touch the world by our love for God, that we go out and are obedient. So let us be the fire starters for Christ. Let us follow his heart, because it's our heart. Let us lay down our lives for him, because he did it for us on the cross. And it's an empty cross. It's a sign that he went to heaven to do things for us. He's up there interceding on the right hand of the Father. He intercedes for us every day. He talks to the Father and he tells us the things that we need, the prayers that we have in our heart, and the burdens that we carry for others and our families. He's the one that intercedes for us. And so he wants to intercede and touch our lives too tonight. He wants to intercede for us and heal us. And it's through him and by the blood and power and authority that he gave us that we can do this, that we can be the hands and feet of Christ, and we can be mostly the mouthpiece of Christ. And it's our love that changes the world. So learn the love of Christ. Learn how to spread it. Learn how to give it. Learn how to be the hands and feet of Christ and the voice piece. Even if it's just prayers or a touch or something good that you do for one another, be the hands and feet of Christ. Go and change the world. Start with your world. Start with your life. Amen. Thank you for listening.
Amen. Whoa, you're not done. Whoa, sister. What? Cheryl? That's your name?
Cheryl.
Sometimes we cannot talk the talk without walking the walk. Amen.
Yeah.
And who here had that word witness with them about being a carrier of revival fire, is what I would call it, or being a fire starter? If that's you, and if it's not, that's okay. But for those of you that it is, if you could just raise your hand and keep it up, Cheryl's going to come and pray for you, and I want to encourage you. When I say pray for, I mean just minister. Just release the spirit behind that word. Just release. Just impartation. Probably take 3 seconds per person. Just whoosh. Because there's an oomph behind that word that is spiritual. And they're hungry. They'll receive it. So it isn't about speaking a lot of words. It's about release it. Yes. Just release it. Those of you who have your hand up, just get ready to receive. Get in a receive mode and just receive. If we could... Release it in him, Father. Release it. Release it. Yes, release it. Release the reality of the word, Father. Release the reality of the word. Yes. Yes. Release. Release. Continue to receive. Just because she moved on does not mean God did. There's wind behind that word. If you've already gotten prayer, do not I've learned this. The Holy Spirit comes in waves, and it's like it subsides, and oh, I guess he's done, and then oh, here comes another one, and it's just the touch of God. It's the flow of the Spirit. Anybody else seeing anything? Anyone else getting a word, a vision, a scripture? Set her down in a chair. Receive while we're here, because we won't be here long. It's going to shift. We're going to move to something else, but grab it while it's here. Anybody else got a word of prophecy? Anyone else got a vision, a scripture? Are you seeing anything? Okay. Let us know if you do, okay? Because I know you see pictures. Somebody else is holding something. Who is that?
One time they had people come up. Actually, it was Pastor Bob had people come up and put your hands out, and God put something in our hands, and I saw a spoon. And God's showing me that he put something in me to stir people up, to stir up what's inside of people. So if you'd like... prayer for that.
Amen. How many would like the gift stirred up? Just to explain what sometimes God puts something in our hands, and that's kind of one of our missions in life. And he knows that one of the things God has given him is a spoon to stir up the gift, to help people stir up the gift. If you're interested in that, raise your hands. If you raise it by accident and didn't know it, you might get it anyway. And again, it's just releasing. It isn't about a lot of words. It's about releasing the ministry behind the word that was already spoken. It's not praying right. It's not saying it right. It's the laying on of hands that just releases. Take it like a sponge and just receive it. You may feel it, you may not. That is not the important thing. The important thing is you made yourself available to the minister of God. There. girl right there. We're just staying in that delicate mode of receiving and transmitting. If you're in a receiving mode, then receive. But if you're not, what is God? What might God speak through you? What might God release through you? We come against the lie that you don't have anything to give away. That's just not the truth. I think you missed some of these over here. Okay. Come here. We got a young man here who's just getting an impression. How many of you know? Well, I'll let him share first.
I got a vision of a whole bunch of different transportation devices like snowmobiles and all of them. So that's...
Just name some of the things you named to me. Just what'd you see?
Snowmobiles, boats, monster trucks, and cars and airplanes.
Okay, did you hear that? He's getting a vision of transportation devices. His words, not mine. Boats, snowmobiles, monster trucks, airplanes, cars. How many of you know that in the spirit, when we see vehicles, it speaks of ministry? Now, the reality is, when in a gathering like this, if a vision comes, it needs interpretation. If a word of tongue comes, it needs interpretation. A lot of things need interpretation. And I want to suggest that his word is speaking to the very thing of ministry. Just ministries. How many of you know that you have a ministry out beyond the four walls? How many want to grow in the ability? Come here. This young man's going to pray for you. How many of you know this generation needs you and I functioning where we should be? Amen? So that his generation can function where they should. So here's what we're going to do. We're just going to go along and we're just going to release. Okay? Could you do something for me? The minute, we're going to start with her. And the minute you touch her, I want you to speak what did you call it? The vehicle of transportation that you see come into your mind right away, okay? When you touch her, you're going to see one vehicle, okay? And right here, just touch her on the hand and just speak it. What do you see?
A train.
Okay, just right now it's gonna, now you're starting all over again. Just forget the train. Just touch her. A bus. Okay. Now you take that and you let the word of the Lord interpret that for you. I could interpret that for both of you, but let the Lord interpret it for you. Okay. Okay, just clear your spirit again. It's in his spirit. He's seeing this. Airplane. Okay, we're just moving along. SUV. Okay, speak it to them, not to me. Motorcycle. Okay. Okay, now we're going to slow down a little bit. Okay, now just... What do you see?
Ford.
A Ford? Okay. Okay. Now don't be afraid to say something that you've already said. It isn't like everybody's different. There's lots of everything here. You got your eyes and your spirit open? Okay, here we go. What do you see?
Yes.
airplane. How about this guy? Touch him right on the belly, right there. Get him good. What do you see? A bus. Yeah, I believe that. Yep, yep. Lots of people. Taking a lot of people with him. How about this lady right here? Just touch her hand. What do you see? A ram? Okay, a ram pickup. Shoot. What do you see? Motorcycle. Say it to them. Interpret this for each of you as he releases.
Four-wheeler.
Four-wheeler. Ooh, how about this guy? Whoa. This young lady.
Volkswagen.
Okay. Slug bug. Yeah, you wouldn't know what a love bug is. Same thing.
Motorcycle. Truck.
Truck. Did anyone, did we miss a few down here? Hey, you're not done yet, buddy. Now, this is very significant and very serious, and I encourage you, whatever, you know, don't come. Oh, I could preach. Where did it get you, these three? Take to the Lord. What's he saying through this? Don't compare yourselves among yourselves, but understand this. God takes the foolish things to confound the wise, and he takes the sinful things and the things that are not to bring to naught the things that are, that the glory might rest with God and not with man. But how it's so much like God to use a child in that way, a young man. We're just continuing to flow in the Spirit. But when we're flowing in the Spirit, we don't want to move from where we are too fast. We could do lots of things.
I've learned through SoZo.
Oh, just a minute.
Yep. Okay. I learned through Sozo that even though it doesn't make any sense, write it down. And God just shows up. So the word I got on the way down was the word bubbles. So, doesn't sound very scriptural, but I know there's something in there.
Okay. Bubbles, that word mean anything to anybody? And if it doesn't, it's okay. Yes. Fragile? That's the word you got along with bubbles? Fragile? Okay. We're flowing in the Spirit. So here's, as a leader, is a question I need to ask, and here's a question that you need to be asking. Are we done here? And that doesn't mean for the night, although it could be. We say we go on to 8:30, doesn't mean we have to. We're flowing in the Spirit. Yeah, come on up.
Before Isaiah came up, I saw, I was standing and I could see an expanse of the land, and I knew it wasn't supposed to be dark out, but it was, and it was a real darkness, but there was some purple in it. I saw some purple, but it was all over the land, and it was really tall and big, and it was a different darkness. It wasn't like night. It was thick. And then I saw some light. It would try to poke through, and then it, some of it, a little bit would, and it was a different light. It wasn't, it was bigger than the sun. And then when it would come through, it was just so strong and so powerful, and I felt like it needed to be received in order to come.
A darkness, yes, a gross darkness that covers the earth. But understand this, I am sending my revival fire, and it shall burn through as a light much greater than the sun, and it shall consume the earth, and my glory shall cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. But there must be a people who will receive it, who will call it in, who will pull it in, who will recognize the light for what it is and receive it before it gets here and as it gets here, and carry it wherever they go. But understand this, there is a light, and it is coming, and indeed is already here. Just feel like we want to open up the mic for just, well, for, I don't know how long. Just for some prayers of intercession for revival. Can be short one, just the body, just asking for the reality of the picture that was seen, a darkness that's not like the darkness of night. It's spiritual. And a light that's not like the light of the sun. It's spiritual.
Dear Heavenly Father, we give you praise and glory tonight. We just honor you. We just honor who you are and what you are. We thank you that you are the light of the world, that you come down and touch our hearts and our minds and our bodies and our souls and our spirits. And you set us on fire. You set us on fire for you, and let us be the torchbearers for you, Lord. Let us be the ones that touch the lives of people throughout this nation and world. Let our prayers touch and break through the darkness. Let us light our hearts on fire for you, Lord. Let us carry this responsibility that you've given us. Let us be the end time warriors that you've called us forth to be. Let us be the torchbearers that kindle the fire for you, and let it not be put under a bushel. Let it not be hidden or ashamed. Let it be boldly set before man, that they can see the light of you revived in us. It starts with us, Lord. It starts with us as an individual, with us as reaching out to you for your light and your fire, so that we can touch others with the fire that you've put in us. Let your words be what they have meaning for the world in us, Lord, that we know beyond a shadow of a doubt that we have the confidence of you, Lord, to carry that fire. Let us go out and change the world through the love that you have for us with the revival torch that you have given us. Let us go, Lord. It's with our hearts renewed in you, Lord. The relationship that we have in you, knowing that you are our all in all, knowing that we can depend on you and have faith and trust in you. We sadly fall short on the mark, and we ask for forgiveness of this, Lord. We humble ourselves knowing that we cannot do anything, but through you we can do all things. And we can carry this revival torch for you, Lord. So renew us, revive us, and restore us to what you want us to be. And let us carry the fire of you, Lord, in our hearts and our minds and our souls and our spirits, so that we can touch others with the love of you. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord spoke to me earlier, said, now is the time. This is the season. So, God, we come before you. We come humbly before you. We lay ourselves at your feet. We surrender all to you. We accept, we receive, and we take the gifts that you've given us, and we will run, and we will not be weary. We will walk, and we will not faint. We will rise up. We will rise up. I say, body of Christ, come forth. Intercessors, rise up. Take your place on the wall now. Now is the time. This is the season. We must, body of Christ, rise up, lock arms. We are the army. We are that remnant. We need to lock arms and march as the enemy of God. So God, we choose to receive all that you have for us. We will walk in your light, in your glory, with your word, and with your love.
Amen. Couple more people, representatives of the body of Christ.
Heavenly Father, we declare that you will find faith here when your son returns here. That
yes.
It will exceed the expectations. They are placed here, the people are placed in there, whether torchlighters or whatever, you will find the fight that brings pleasure to you and will bless you and will ignite your people in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
I think part of that vision that she was saying, that there is something to do with purple in it, which was speaking of royalty. So I want to pray out of Romans 8. For I consider the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of the creation eagerly waits for the revealing of the sons of God. For the creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of him who subjected it in hope, because the creation itself also will be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groans and labors with birth pangs together until now. Not only that, but we also know we who have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, eagerly awaiting for the adoption, the redemption of our body. So there is a groaning in the earth. There's a groaning in the earth. There is a travailing in the land that's crying out for the deliverance, for the revealing of the sons, the daughters of God, those that will carry the light, those that will be the torch, those that will know that they are God's. They will know their identity. They will know who they are and who God is in them. So, Father, we pray for the revealing of the children of God. God, we pray for a revival. God, a breathing of life into the hearts, into the minds, into the spirits of your sons and daughters. God, that there would be a boldness that would be breathed into your people. God, that there would be a boldness to proudly and gladly represent the righteousness of God. That there would be a boldness in your children, God, as the revelation of Jesus Christ in men, women, and children are being revealed.
Father, we desire your light to shine. We declare that we desire for your light to break through. We call for your light to break through. Your power, your love, Jesus, the light of the world, come down and we receive you. We stand in the gap for the body of Christ and we say yes. We want you. We want you. We want you. We want the darkness to go. We want people to be set free. We want people to know you. We want people to love you. We want people to be caught up in your light and your glory. We want you. We declare we want you, God. We know that we can't do it alone, but we can do it because you're here. Yeah. When your light shines on your people, your glory will fill the earth. So God, yes, we say yes, that your light comes, the revival comes, as the oceans cover the sea. We say yes. We say yes. Oh, yes, we say yes, God. We say yes, let your light come. Let your light come, and we say yes. Light on us, and can turn our lights up even brighter. Thank you, Jesus.
Father, you said the entrance of your word brings light, and it gives understanding to the simple. When you came into each of our hearts, you lit us up with yourself. We are the living word walking in the light of Christ, and we expect you to receive so much pleasure with the harvest you're bringing in through us, Lord. We just give you glory. We love you. We want you to shine brighter and brighter and have your way, Lord. Receive your pleasure in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Father, I just ask that you would release supernatural experiences into those who don't know you.
Yeah.
I ask that you would release dreams in the night. I ask that you would release vision during the day. I ask for physical bodily healing. I ask for supernatural protection from accidents. I ask, God, that you would just come and release miraculous signs and wonders into the world. In Jesus' name.
before we shift, anyone else have a prayer? Or you don't want to leave here with feeling like you left something on the table.
This in a place of rest. Father God, I just want to come to you, ask for just the ability for a radical, immediate obedience, God, on our part, that we can learn, Father, to walk in your spirit, to hear your voice, and to follow you. In Jesus' name.
We said in our little insert or flyer for this class that we were going to receive an offering. And because the guest minister is the body of Christ, the offering is for the body of Christ. Is there anyone here who has a specific financial need? And the figure I keep getting, and I don't know that you would know exactly how much it is, but the figure that I keep getting is $268. Now, I know that this takes a bit of a bit of vulnerability on your part, but is there someone, and I realize we all, but I mean, there's a specific need that you're not sure how you're going to meet it. If it's not you, that's okay, but if that is you, it's you. Is there anyone? And if there isn't, I mean, that's okay. But we want to. $268. That witnesses with no one. I don't believe that yet. Convince me. Sorry, I can't let this go. Not yet, anyway. Who thought it might be you, but then dismissed it away? Okay, I'm going to let it go. Here's what we're going to do. We're just going to leave an offering basket up here. We're going to close with a song of celebration. We're going to leave an offering basket up here, and during that time, you can come and put an offering in, and where it's going to go. This is a Sanctity of Life Sunday, last Sunday and this Sunday, and whatever the offering is tonight will go in its entirety to ABBA Pregnancy Resource Center. Right here in Elk River. Very good ministry, and it's a part of the body of Christ reaching out into the community to those with unexpected pregnancies or difficult situations. I'm going to have Marcy come up, and I just asked her a minute ago if she was seeing something, and just have her share what she was seeing.
When we started to worship, or when we were in worship tonight, I was standing in the back, and I just saw us all as we were worshiping as eagles, and we were just kind of soaring. And I thought, well, that's awesome, Lord, you know, and I was just getting into worship, and then I just kind of let it go. And then Leslie came up with the word about us coming up front. And then also the word about coming closer. And I kept getting this picture of, then I saw this picture of the wings on a bird. At that point in time, I didn't know if it was an eagle or not, but I saw the picture of the wings. And I thought, as we came in, we were almost like those, like the feathers on the wings next to one another. We reached like a feather, and we were like close and together. And I just had the sensing from the Lord. He was so pleased with that. But what was really cool is then as it went on, I just saw right behind, right over here, this was this big white dove. And he just went whoosh, whoosh. And as he did this, I looked at it, and I thought the wings. And here I saw it. Each of the feathers were each one of us made up on his feathers. And he was going, whoosh. It was just a really little bizarre, but it was so beautiful. It was just strangely beautiful at the same time. And I just want to encourage us in that, because I just fell in with the prayer. Then I kind of kept hanging back to talk about it. But with the prayers that came up, I just felt like the Lord is so pleased tonight with all bringing the body together and praying. And I just feel like, and I know I'm not saying that it's just here. I know that he's stirring in different areas, and I just know that he's stirring each one of our hearts to want more of him. And I just, the bottom line is he's just so pleased. So where he takes it from here is, that's, you know, obviously we want to be obedient to that. But so, bless you.
Amen. One of the biggest mistakes we tend to make is we think that the Holy Spirit will do it and we're his helpers. And that is exact opposite of what the scripture says. No, it's our responsibility to do it, and he will help us. He is the helper. He's the one that comes alongside. The assignment to win the lost does not belong to the Holy Spirit. It belongs to us. The assignment to heal the sick does not belong to the Holy Spirit. It belongs to us. The assignment to do the work of the ministry was, go into all the world and preach the gospel was given to us. And, oh, by the way, I will send a comforter who will help you.
Yes.
And we need to understand. So I like that image of us. Yes, the Holy Spirit is here. But we're in the wings. He's using us. He's moving us. Amen. Isn't that exciting?
By the way, I don't know. I was feeling breeze.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was feeling wind, and I kept looking around to see people walking past me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyone hear that? Anyone else that was feeling a breeze? Here's what I've learned. When you feel a breeze, and particularly when it's cool, at least for me, it's a cool breeze. Like, it's almost like, oh, the air just came on. And I've learned this. It's an angel's activity around me. It's kind
of...
Okay. She felt the warmth of being under the wings.
In science this week, we were learning about the wings and the feathers. And this is probably common sense, but if you read about it and learn about it, how they do have to be lined up like that. And they talked about that. And then the next ones have to be right over, and they're a little different. And if there are pieces that are missing, then it will affect, and there's too many, which is common sense, but it affects the flight, and soon, if there's too many missing or too damaged, then they can't fly at all. Mm. And I mean, it's... Mm-hmm.
Amen. Well, let's stand together. We're going to close with this song. Offering basket is up here. The offering will go in its entirety to Abba, and we will report next week how much it was.
We cry out to you, Jesus.
Amen. How many of you found the time tonight went very fast? Do you know why? It's because you were the minister. It always does for ministers. It's true. Encourage you to invite others next week. And I also realize that next week is the Super Bowl. And I want to say this to every one of you. You be totally released not to be here. How about that?
Amen.
But then invite others who you know who don't care a bit about football and just tell them, you got to get there to fill my place in the feather line. How about that? What's that? To the Super Bowl? No. So we'll be here. God will be here. And you be released to do what you do. But I do encourage you to invite others. There is a reality of the more of us that there is here, the more of a completeness of the body is here. Yeah. It'll be rich either way, but I encourage you to invite others. Lord bless you. Thank you for your willingness. Yeah, thank you, crew. Good stuff. How many of you know it's not easy to keep playing like that? No, you don't need a ticket to be here next week.
I hear you breathe.